It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. It's time for our weekly visit here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. We have Captain Mike Williams down in Galveston, our special guest today. And I guarantee you're going to enjoy visiting with Mike, and he can probably help you plan a trip, plan some activities when you're in Galveston. Now, the first portion of our show today, folks, is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. I want to invite you to go to their website. It's youngswildernesscamp.com. The toll-free number up there is 866-894-0674. Now, let's head to Galveston. Captain Mike, are you with us, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am. Mr. Clayton, how you doing?
Oh, glad to have you on. It's been a few months. We've had you on here, I guess it's been about 4 months ago. But right now, a lot of people are planning their destination for their vacations in the summer. And for everybody up in Northeast Texas, the closest coastal destination is Galveston. And it just so happens it's a great place to go fishing, too, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, sir. A lot of people probably don't realize it, but since Hurricane Ike, which was in 2008, there's been a lot of improvements, especially along the beachfront in Galveston. You know, they rebuilt a lot of that stuff, and it's had a lot of real, real nice restaurants, some real nice motels and hotels. You know, we're getting, I think we got 5 cruise liners that come into Galveston now, and these people in Galveston, they really try to accommodate the tourists now, and it's they made a big improvement over what it used to be, you know, 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, you and I you fish, of course, you fished at the Galveston Bay Complex and those close-in waters all your life, but I go way back fishing Galveston, too, and has been some huge changes down there. But this is the time of year when people can and do plan their vacations, and it's also a good time to catch a bunch of trout, isn't it, Mike?
Well, you know, the trout just recently, about 2 weeks ago, started moving into the bay system out along the jetties, and our trout catching have really started increasing. We've been catching anywhere between about, you know, for 4 people, between about 20 to 45 trout a day. You know, limits of trout. The fish have been running from 2 to 4 pounds up to about 7 pounds. You know, May and June traditionally are the best 2 months of the year to catch a trophy trout. We've been running a lot of our trophy trout trips out around the jetties. Most of these trips where you've been using live baits like live piggies, live croakers. And in the bay, we've been using the artificial lures like the bass assassin. A real good color here lately has been a chartreuse bass assassin with a quarter ounce head. And the birds are starting to work. The trout are starting to slick. And we've been doing real, real well. I think we're going to have a banner year, a lot better. You know, we had the drought last year, but this year we've, thank God, we finally got some rain, and that's helped the salinity of the bay a lot. And I think we're going to have a banner year on the trout fishing this year.
That's awesome. Folks, we're visiting with a longtime friend of mine, Captain Mike Williams, down in Galveston. Mike's been guiding down there a long, long time. Mike, now, you know, I know this along the, like the Houston Ship Channel, the intercontinental, or the intercoastal, I should say, the spoil banks along those. Now, that's a good place for fishing, you know, like live bait, isn't it? You know, I guess that's later in the summer.
No, that's what the fish are doing. They're actually migrating through the passes and the jetty channels, and they're moving into the bay system. As they move into the basin, the bay system, they will track down those spoil banks. The spoil banks nearest, I call them gates, like mm-hmm. a pass or a jetty channel, are going to be where most of the fish are. As the fish continue to migrate into the bay system later on the summer, they will actually move up those spoil banks toward Houston. And by midsummer, they'll be about halfway up. So right now, they're just, like I said, just now starting to move in. So they're going to, the fish are going to be to the nearest spoil banks to the Galveston jetty.
To where they enter the first gate, you might say,
right,
the
right,
way you
right,
describe
right,
it
right.
as gates. I'm with right. you. But now the live shrimp under popping corks. Folks, that is a fun, fun way to catch trout. Is that going on now, Mike?
Yes, sir. You know, that's the standard. That's the way that we've been catching fish for, you know, 100 years
yeah.
under corks
yeah.
with shrimp. And but a lot of people are doing real good when the weather's good and the water's clear on these chartreuse bass assassins.
Uh-huh.
know, you get out there and you get them stacked up, especially on those swell banks. But you can't beat live shrimp under a cork. I mean,
no.
Day in, day out, 365 years, that's a tough act to follow.
Do this, Mike. This a lot of people will know what you're describing, and it'll be big news to others. But when you're trout fishing like that, there's a slick, you know, and I'll, for the life of me, it always smells like watermelons to me. I don't know why, but I know what it is. I know what, describe a slick when you're out trout fishing.
Well, you'll be running across the bay and you'll smell it. It's like you said, it smells like watermelon, fresh cut grass, or a mixture between watermelons and fresh cut grass. And you'd just be traveling along and it's like all of a sudden you smell the smell. When you smell that smell, you start looking for, it looks like places where people have dropped oil in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call a slick. And what you do is you just kind of idle around, you get upwind of that slick, and you drift back into the slick. And what's happening, there's schools of trout feeding on bait, and as they bite into these baits, these fish have oil in them, and the oil comes to the surface. And they're actually, the trout are actually showing you where they are. So you get upwind of that slick, and you cast in the slick, and you catch a lot of fish like that.
Then
you got birds, you know.
Yeah.
You see the birds working the same bait, and then you key on the birds. You get up one of the birds, turn your motor off, and you drift into those, and you catch a lot of fish.
It's a lot like folks listening to us up in northeast Texas, Mike. It's a, folks, that what Mike's describing is a whole lot like a big school of stripers or even white bass, say at Lake Tawakoni or Lake Texoma, when they start pushing that shad up. For some reason up here, though, the oils, I guess the, because I don't know why, but you just don't, you don't smell it. Maybe it's just something about the water down there, but it's the same principle, isn't it, Mike?
Right. You know, a lot of people laugh and they think it's funny when a guy tells them that they can smell the fish, but after they see it and after they smell it, then they understand it.
Yeah, I thought that would be really interesting for people that had never fished down there, and I do want to tell you folks before we get Captain Mike off the air here on today's show, we're going to leave his website and a phone number, and you now have a contact down at Galveston and a good one for to go fishing with and also find out what's going on, and you can call Mike and get the latest scoop from him down there, can't they, Mike?
Yeah. Let me say this right quick. We specialize in taking families, like mom, pop, and the kids. So, you know, for some reason, sometimes people think that guys don't like to take families fishing, little kids. Well, we specialize in it, so don't have any. Don't think we don't take kids. That's what we specialize in. We take a lot of little. Even on our shark trips, we take little kids, and we always try to target fish that they can catch. But there's a lot of little kids out there. For some reason, they want to catch the shark, so we do a lot of that too.
You bet, Mike. I'm leading us on a little different tangent right now, but as an old outdoors writer, you know, I'm 62. And I've been writing about the outdoors, hunting and fishing for 26 years, every week, you know. Something that I've noticed working with a lot of guides like yourself, and I've become friends with a lot of guys. You're one of them and a lot of others. But what I've learned, a lot of people, when they first hire a guide, kind of alluding to what you talked about there, they can be a little intimidated. Now, the way that a person should look at this is, okay, maybe they're a computer programmer or a surveyor, whatever, that hires the guide. Well, they know their own trade. They are not expected to know what you know. So especially a lot of young guys can be intimidated, but you shouldn't be. The reason you hire a guide is to tap into his knowledge, and that's something he does all the time. So I know we've talked about this before. You have probably noted in your throughout your career, once somebody gets in the boat with you and they understand, hey, we're here to fish and have fun, then it becomes a fun outing, right?
Roger that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I've noticed that. That's something that people, when they first hire a guide, they need to realize that they're tapping into the knowledge that guide's got, and they're there to have fun. Mike, something that I like to do down there with you is a shark fishing trips. And that, you're telling me that's already going strong, and shark fishing, the warmer the water gets, the better it gets, right?
Well, you know, we've had a little bit abnormal rise in surf temperature this year. It started off, we were actually running about 3 weeks ahead of time because of the heat, you know. and the beach waters got up to, we were running about 3 weeks of high of a normal, uh-huh. and the sharks pulled in about a month early. I ran a trip off Rollover Pass last week, and we caught, I think, about 20 sharks up to about 200 pounds. Most of the black tips are running a little bit smaller, 30 to 60, but they'll increase in size too. Sharks, they lean, they're subsurface tropical fish. Sharks love heat. The hotter it gets, the better they like it. That's why the shark fishing usually peaks out like midsummer. When it's 100 degrees in Houston, that's as good as it gets for shark fishing. They love heat. That's what they go to is heat.
Yep, they thrive in that condition. And fishing for sharks, now that's also a trip that regardless, folks, what you've seen on TV, you could take kids are ideally suited for shark fishing. Now, Mike, if you've got, a mother and a father and a couple of kids in the boat, and you hook a 200-pound, somebody hooks a 200-pound bull shark, you're not going to hand that rod to the 9-year-old. But
Pop's getting the rod.
Pop gets the rod. But the bottom line is, if you catch, there's a lot of sharks that are going to weigh 20 to 40 pounds, right? Black tips, maybe.
Yeah, an 8-year-old kid can, you know, with a little help from dad,
yeah.
An 8-year-old kid can catch fish like that.
He can have it. So, and there's nothing in the world that'd get a kid hooked like doing battle with a 25 pound.
They love it. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about going, you know, 100 miles offshore. We're catching these fish within the side of your hotel. You can probably see the hotel you're staying in from where we're catching these fish. We're fishing out around the shrimp fleets and right on the beachfront.
So, right. Yeah. It's not an offshore destination. It's something that you can get there in the morning, meet you at the Galveston Yacht Basin in the morning, and you know what, noon, 1 o'clock, what, I don't know what, but by midday, you've got it wrapped up, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we fish to one. We try to get in before it gets really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And which either comes first? You're totally wore out from catching the sharks, or
yes.
or 1 o'clock, whichever comes first.
You bet. And after a couple of most young men in reasonably good condition, Mike, you know, after doing battle with probably a couple of 100 plus pound sharks, you know, you're ready for a breather, aren't you?
Right. Well, after two, you're going to be tired. After three, you're going to be ready for the shower.
But
some people, you know, there's some people that, you know, they go out there and some people are just in better shape than others, and that's got a lot to do with it.
It does.
But for an average man that works, I'd tell you about three of those 120 pounders is about all you can take in one day.
That's true.
You got three or four guys, you know, you can rotate around.
Yeah. Well, Mike, let's do this. Let's leave the website where people can see all the fishing that you do down there in Galveston, and then let you become their contact for fishing down there, and leave a phone number too. How about that?
Okay. If you're interested in this trout tips, you want to look under Galveston Fishing Guides, plural. That's plural, guides. Galveston Fishing Guides. Shark fishing. You need to go on there and look at some of the pictures of the little kids with sharks, mom and pop trips where they catch the sharks. Got a lot of pictures of that on there. That's GalvestonSharkFishing.com, GalvestonSharkFishing.com. For reservations, you can call our reservation number in Houston, which is on the website. I have a lady answering the phone calls during the day because we're out fishing, and she can answer any questions that you have. The best number to reach her at is 281-933-7744, and that name number is on the website.
Well, Mike, as always, we appreciate you being with us very much. I want you to stay on the line. We've just about wrapped up today's show, and we'll get you back again in a few weeks and let you keep us updated, okay?
Mr. Clayton, appreciate you calling.
You bet. Folks, we have completed today's show. We've had a good show. I always like to get Mike with us and find out what's going on down at Galveston. Do remember that this portion also of our show was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada. That's on Lake of the Woods. There's some awesome fishing up there, too. The number to call up there is 866-894-0674, or you can go online to youngswildernesscamp.com. And remember, this show with Captain Mike and in all of our shows are archived right here on KETR for a long, long time. We had Bill Dance on week before last. You can go to KETR.org and you can listen to these archive shows. So until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.